The news is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. On Capitol Hill, House Republicans have unveiled a new proposal to fund the government. The bill would keep the government going at current levels through the end of September 2025. Speaker Johnson planning to hold a vote on Tuesday. The U.S. stopped giving Ukraine access to commercial satellite data, and overnight, Russian strikes across Ukraine, leaving at least 20 people dead. In New Jersey, a 26-year-old Newark police officer has died from his wounds after being shot while investigating a possible illegal weapons case Friday night. Police saying five people are in custody, including a 14-year-old who's facing murder charges. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka.
We just have to do a better job. I have to do a better job. Our families have to do a better job. The community has to do a better job at making sure that our children are not handling guns in the street, shooting at police officers.
A second officer who was shot is expected to make a full recovery. This is ABC News. A new investigation into a crackdown on egg prices by the Trump administration. ABC's Perry Russum has details.
Sources tell ABC News this investigation is just getting going. Essentially, what they're looking to find out from some of these different egg producers, these egg companies, is are they sharing information on supply and pricing? Because in theory, if that was happening, that could contribute to the high price of eggs that we are seeing right now. But in response to that, the president and CEO of American Egg Board, they represent some egg producers all across the country, they say the suggestion that egg prices are due to price gouging is misreading the facts and reality. They say the prices that we're seeing right now are because of the chaos and uncertainty we are seeing because of the bird flu.
South Korea's impeached president released from prison. Yoon Suk-yeol walking out of the prison gate smiling, waving to supporters. Yoon was arrested in January over his December martial law decree that plunged the nation into political turmoil. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hi, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market. Stop in soon to see our new shipment of organics, gluten-free, and healthier choices, including cereal and granola, snacks, chocolate, nut butters, and canned goods. These products are priced way below retail and include brands like Justin's, Lily's, Santa Cruz, Simple Mills, and Vermont Village. Shopping at Whitaker's is a lot like a health food co-op without the sticker shock. See you soon. Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 9 to 3 Saturdays.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Autoworks, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Few clouds tonight with a low of 26, mostly sunny tomorrow with an afternoon breeze, feeling like spring, high 61, and some clouds tomorrow night, otherwise mostly clear with a low of 33. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east-northeast at 9 miles per hour, and our current temperature under sunny skies is 47 degrees.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Autoworks in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Autoworks, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Autoworks in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Today is Saturday, March 8th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thede. Daylight savings time begins the second Sunday of March each year and runs through the first Sunday in November. Everyone is reminded that daylight savings time begins tomorrow morning at 2. When daylight savings time begins, we move our clocks forward 1 hour. We may lose an hour of sleep, but will gain an extra hour of evening sunlight beginning tomorrow. The official change to daylight savings time occurs at 2 tomorrow morning, but many change their clocks before going to bed. So you don't forget, you may wish to set your clocks 1 hour ahead tonight. Daylight savings time will run through Sunday, November 2nd. With the beginning of daylight savings time, everyone is encouraged to use this opportunity to conduct safety checks around your home and review emergency plans. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin announced she successfully pushed President Trump's United States Department of Agriculture to restart payments already committed to Dairy Business Innovation Initiative recipients with no strings attached. Last week, Baldwin demanded the Trump administration release the funding that was approved by Congress on a bipartisan basis, signed into law, and already awarded to farmers, but had been halted at the direction of the Trump administration, taking $6.5 million from 88 dairy businesses, including 30 businesses in Wisconsin. Baldwin followed up on last week's demand with a phone call Friday morning to the Secretary of the Department of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins. On the call, Rollins confirmed that the funding would be released imminently. DBI grants help dairy businesses diversify their products, market their products, and grow their businesses. In addition to the 88 dairy businesses across the Midwest waiting on a collective $6.5 million in reimbursements for funds appropriated in fiscal year 2023, the Wisconsin Initiative was told they may not receive funding they were guaranteed for fiscal year 2024, despite having already expended nearly $500,000. Across the four Baldwin-championed DBI centers, 420 dairy businesses were affected by the decision to pause reimbursement, with over $28 million expected. They came to vent and to cry and to exhort. The overflow crowd of frustrated Democrats who met this week in a small Wisconsin city's library voiced anger over President Donald Trump, his billionaire advisor Elon Musk, and the direction of the country. One person called for riots. Another said they were embarrassed to be an American. But their barbs weren't limited to Republicans. Some Democrats who gathered under St. Patrick's Day decorations in the Sauk City Library's meeting room questioned their own party's messaging and expressed fear about losing a high-stakes upcoming state Supreme Court election. Wisconsin election officials plan to call Madison City workers in for depositions to learn more about how nearly 200 absentee ballots were uncounted in the November election. The uncounted ballots didn't affect any race results, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission is investigating how they were missed and whether Madison City Clerk Maribeth Witzel Bell violated state law or otherwise abused her discretion. Commissioners appeared flabbergasted at the failure to count the ballots during a meeting Friday. The panel voted unanimously to call city workers, including Witzel Bell, in for depositions, question and answer periods in which the subject provides sworn testimony. UW Health has been named the best hospital in Wisconsin. Newsweek released its annual Best Hospitals in the World rankings, putting UW Health at the top statewide and 27th in the nation. The publication named Mayo Clinic the top hospital in the world. While it's headquartered in Rochester, Minnesota, it also has locations in western Wisconsin. Craniacs are invited to join the International Crane Foundation's special event Monday night at 7. The International Crane Foundation's East Africa director will give a free public talk to the UW-Madison campus about the International Crane Foundation's work to conserve the endangered gray-crowned crane while helping to improve the livelihoods of people in last-mile communities in East Africa, communities where resources are scarce, and they are often the last to get needed services. Members are invited to meet at the UW-Madison Science Hall Room 175 at 6:15 to mingle with fellow members and get to know Adelbert and other International Crane Foundation staff. Enjoy light refreshments prior to the Adelbert talk happening right next door in UW Science Hall Room 180 at 7. Vernon County is seeking one community representative to serve on the Department of Human Services and Veterans Services Committee. The individual would serve on the Human Services and Veterans Services Committee as a community representative at monthly committee meetings. Interested individuals can submit a letter of intent to the Vernon County Clerk, Jerry Pedretti, 400 Courthouse Square, Viroqua, Wisconsin, or to the Director of Human Services, Jill Bender, at 318 Fairlane Drive, Suite 100, Viroqua, Wisconsin, or email jbender@vernoncountywi.gov. For more information, you can also call 608-637-5210. The deadline for submitting a letter of intent is March 10th. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy three-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Today is Saturday, March 8th. Gerald W. Jerry Legal, 95 of Plain, died Monday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, followed by military graveside rites conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398 and burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Gerald W. Jerry Legal, 95 of Plain. Rodney John Powell, 70 of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky, died Monday. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg, with burial in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Monday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the church Tuesday from 11 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg. Rodney John Powell, 70 of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky. Larry Logan Winger, 74 of Richland Center, died Thursday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 10 until the time of the service at noon. Larry Logan Winger, 74 of Richland Center. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82 of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon, Saturday, March 15th, at St. John's Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in Rusting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church Saturday, March 15th, from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John's Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with the arrangements. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82 of Reedsburg. David Franklin Spiegel, 89 of Muscadet, died Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday, March 19th, at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym on Wednesday, March 19th, from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials in David's name may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin of the Muscadet Sportsmen's League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet. Gary Edward Martinick, 68, of Richland Center, died Friday at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 12th, at 2 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday, April 12th, from 1 until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations in Gary's name may be made to Grace. Gary Edward Martinick, 68, of Richland Center. Martle Brown Martha Gillingham, 68, of Palmer Lake, Colorado, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held in Palmer Lake, Colorado. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with local arrangements. Martle Brown Martha Gillingham, 68, of Palmer Lake, Colorado, formerly of Richland Center.
It's the 54th Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
Cattle producers, looking to take your herd to the next level? RedFest is back for its 7th annual cattle sale, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year, we're offering 48 top-tier registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. No matter the size or needs of your operation, RedFest has the right bull for you. Visit RedFestSale.com today for details and to view the sale catalog. Get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. See you at RedFest.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. Compared to what we had earlier this week, we are going to have a bit of a difference as we get through the rest of the weekend into next week. Plenty of warmer temperatures will be sticking around. As we continue into later tonight, we'll have a few clouds, otherwise mostly clear skies can be expected. Temperatures will be dropping down to the mid to upper 20s for overnight lows. Winds are going to be in the light side, coming in from the west up to 5 miles per hour. Heading into our Sunday, mostly sunny with an afternoon breeze. Going to be feeling a little bit like spring, highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Winds from the southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusts up to 25 in the afternoon. For Sunday night, some clouds are expected, otherwise mostly clear. Once again, slightly warmer overnight lows, dropping just to the low to mid 30s. Winds from the west-southwest up to 5 miles an hour. Heading into Monday, we are looking at plenty of sunshine and much warmer temperatures sticking around. Increasing winds are expected starting in the afternoon. Highs are going to be in the mid to upper 60s. Winds from the southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour, gusts up to 25. As we go into Tuesday, mostly sunny with increasing clouds later in the day. Temperatures are going to be cooler, though. We're going to have a cold front that's going to push through. Highs are only going to be in the mid to upper 40s. As we go into Wednesday, partly cloudy skies through the day. A slight increase in temperatures. We're looking at mid to upper 50s for highs. Thursday is going to give us partly cloudy skies, and we're going to continue that warming trend for the area. We're looking at highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Friday is going to be a slight difference with the sunny skies. We're looking at mostly cloudy with increasing chance of showers and possible thunderstorms later in the day into the overnight hours into next weekend, Saturday. Temperatures will be peaking in the mid to upper 60s for highs on Friday. For WRTO, I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 47 degrees after a high today of 50 and a morning low of 17. Yesterday's high was 42 and we received 4/100ths of an inch of snow. Record high set back in 2000 is 72 with a record low of 8 below set back in 1967. Last year's high was 45 with a low of 38. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:59 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:25. Winds are out of the northeast at 8 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.03 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 47 degrees, and a reminder that it's daylight savings time tomorrow, so be sure to set your clocks ahead 1 hour at 2 a.m. tomorrow.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at wisconsinsurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit wisconsinsurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company. Buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
And with a look at tonight's tournament action, here's Phil Nee.
Here is a look at regional championship boys basketball games tonight. Highland plays at Royal. North Crawford is at Potosi as well. In WIAA Division 5 games, Barneveld plays at Southwestern and Belmont at Abundant Life Christian. In Division 4, Lancaster plays at Mineral Point. Cuba City is at Darlington. Some great games coming up tonight as well in Division 3. It's Lodi playing at Wisconsin Dells, and River Valley is playing at Platteville. That's a game we'll have on WRCO Radio tonight as the Blackhawks play at the Hillman. I asked Coach Luke Thatcher about playing a team he is familiar with, or would he rather play a team that he doesn't see that often, as was the case last night against New Glarus, a game in which River Valley won.
Honestly, it doesn't matter to me. I really look forward to the opportunity to being able to continue to play. It really hits home, especially with this group of young men that we have. You know, I'm very close with the senior class, having a senior myself. I coach them as fourth and fifth graders. You know, the junior class I've been very close with, working with them at a very young age, and they, it's just the finality of your last game. It's not something any of us are ready for, so I don't really approach it as we're familiar with them or unfamiliar with them. We still have to do our homework. Everybody's still going to have a wrinkle or two that they're going to throw in there. And it's the team that isn't going to waver, isn't going to blink when the tough times come. And we got to be ready for anything, whether we know them or not.
Pre-game time begins between 6:35 and 6:40 this evening. We'll have it for you. River Valley at Platteville, WIAA Regional Boys Championship Basketball. I am Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thanks, Phil. Also today in girls sectional final action, the winning teams are going to be advancing to state this coming weekend. First of all, area teams that advanced include in Division 5, Barneville. They beat Oliva Strum by a score of 60-39. In Division 4, Cuba City beat Aquinas by a score of 47-43. And in Division 2, it was Edgewood over West Salem by a score of 67-42. There was also WIAA State Team Wrestling Tournament action going on today at the UW Fieldhouse. In Division 2 in the semifinals, actually we'll start with Division 3. In Division 3 in the semifinals, it was Wauwega Fremont beating Oostburg by a score of 45-33. And also Mineral Point beat Stratford 39-23. And in the championship round, Mineral Point is the Division 3 team champions by beating Wauwega Fremont by a score of 32-28. In Division 2, it was Coleman over Fenimore by a score of 34-30. St. Croix Falls defeated Kewaskum 43-32. So in the championship match that was played later, it was St. Croix Falls beating Coleman by a score of 38-34. And in Division 1, the championship match was played today, and it was Kakana over Arrowhead by a score of 54-13. And in Big Ten basketball action, Wisconsin got beat by Penn State today by a score of 86-75. Also, Maryland defeated Northwestern 74-61, and it was Indiana over Ohio State by a score of 66-60. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
Take the RV to the mountains or go pick up your dry cleaning.
RV wins!
Are we cleaning the gutters or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Are we getting a new passport or cruising up the coast?
RV wins!
Don't forget, you got that trip to Sweden coming up.
Oh, yeah, passport, then RV.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, other insurers, not available in all states and situations.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for a career with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors, Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings across all shifts, including production positions, with potential earnings of up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, for an interview and tour at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, Wisconsin. Don't miss out. Join the Cardinal CG team today.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's time for the Backtracking Show. Hello again, everyone. Phil Neen with you as we go back to some sounds from the 1970s and 80s and some newsmakers during the Backtracking Show. It's our pregame show for our Saturday night retro night. We begin with a note from 1976. Elton John became the first rock star since the Beatles to be immortalized at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in London. Elton John was recognized and immortalized, and this song was the number one in 1975.
Times have changed.
Backtracking on WRCO Radio with Elton John. Breaking news in 1976, after placing 28 songs in the top 40 of Billboard's pop chart, The Miracles made the list for the last time. When Love Machine went to the top, their run included 7 top 10 hits and 2 number ones. Love Machine was doing well for The Miracles in 1976. The Miracles on WRCO's Backtracking Show. This weekend in 1982, Billboard magazine was telling that Dick Clark had donated the podium he stood behind on the original American Bandstand to the National Museum at the Smithsonian. And in the year 2000, Eric Clapton was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for the third time after receiving previous honors as a member of the Yardbirds and Cream. Clapton went in as a solo performer. Eric Clapton and his band from 1981 on the Backtrackin' Show.
One evening after a great Green Bay Packer victory, Vince Lombardi returned home to find his wife already sound asleep in bed. When he got into bed, his feet touched her legs and she screamed out, "Oh God, your feet are cold." Lovingly and calmly, Lombardi answered, "Honey, I've told you before, when we're by ourselves in our own home, you can just call me Vince." Sometimes each of us exhibits this I am God complex. We think the world revolves around us and everything and everyone was made to worship us and do what we ask. It's a sad thing to think you're God and then find out you're really not. Addicts must come to this awareness to begin the process of recovery. All of us must admit we are damaged people and only a higher power can help us overcome our failures. But when a person realizes that they are powerless to control things around them and they begin to trust in God, the highest power, life becomes so much easier to enjoy. It's really a blessing to know that we can trust in God to make things right. So right there in your car, or in your cubicle at the office, or at the station on the assembly line, or eating donuts at Dunkin', shout out as loud as you can, "I'm not God!" It'll make you feel better. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Oh, we're back to check some more headlines from the 1970s and 80s on the Backtrackin' Show. It was 1975. Actor Telly Savalas topped the charts in Great Britain with a spoken word rendition of Bread's 1971 hit, "If." I'm sorry to say, or maybe happy to say, that I don't have that, so I can't play that for you. And in 1990, Rolling Stone magazine let Jefferson Airplane know exactly how they felt about the group's reforming when they named their new album as Most Unwanted Comeback of the Year. The year was 1976, and former Spooky Tooth singer Gary Wright was awarded a gold record for his song Dreamweaver.
Just close my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train. Driver, take away my worries of today and leave tomorrow.
Ooh, dreamweaver, I believe.
Backtracking on WRCO Radio. Back to 1976, when Queen's fourth studio album, A Night at the Opera, was certified gold. It would go on to be a platinum seller in America, with worldwide sales of over 6 million copies. At the time, it was reported to be the most expensive album ever produced, and took its name from the Marx Brothers film, A Night at the Opera, which the band watched one night at the studio complex where they were recording. Queen with a great, great album. And this was one of the singles that came from that set, A Night at the Opera. You're My Best Friend.
Ooh, you make me live.
Classic from Queen here on WRCO's Backtracking Show, and You're My Best Friend.
WRCO.
Celebrity birthdays during this week and weekend in Backtracking history. The March 8th birthdays include Randy Meisner, who was born in 1946. Also, Mickey Dolenz was born in 1945. Mark Lindsay of the Raiders was born March 9th of 1942. So some birthdays coming up. And Tom Scholz of Boston fame. He was born in 1947. Good Backtracking memories tonight on WRCO Radio. We'll go back to Boston's first album.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
forget the day and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away.
Backtracking the pregame show for Those Were the Days, which will begin in just a little bit. We leave you with a one-hit wonder, going back to 1971, a song that was gold during this weekend. Beverly Bremers. Don't say you don't remember. See if you remember. Beverly Bremers wrapping up this portion of the Backtracking Show on WRCO. Phil Lee hoping you enjoyed the little flashbacks and some of the pop culture memories. We'll be back with more Backtracking next Saturday at 5:30 here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hey everyone, John from Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel here. Now's the time to stock up on filters at unbeatable price. Need filters for your car, truck, mower, or industrial equipment? Don't miss out. Now through March 15th is your chance to save big. Plus, we've got great deals on hydraulic oil greases and a full lineup of Milwaukee tools at